The American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard, on corners in town. Like a cancer that's silently spreading, there's an unspoken fear. We're on our way down. We must take America back. Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington, D.C. Before it's too late, there's not long. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, then ransom our future and our children's, that's wrong. We must take America back as liberty weeps, our forefathers spin in their graves. Pray God will bless some way out of this mess. We must take America back.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. This is the National Intel Report. I'm your host, John Stadtmiller. Here on this Thursday already, 19 November 2009. Dear Ms. Producer, hello. Hello. Don't do it on the ISDN by phone. Yes. Pardon? I don't know what you got to do, but get a hold of him by telephone. Oh, well, yeah, if it's not in use and it's costing juice, turn it off. Okay. Sorry about that. At any rate, sorry about that, folks. This one is a special, this is just special to my heart. Some idiot mother calls a cop because she's got a 10-year-old that's out of control. She's in Arkansas. Sorry, guys, in Arkansas, but I know there's brighter people there. The mother suggested stun gun treatment for her unruly daughter. An Arkansas cop tased an unruly 10-year-old girl after her mother called police to report that the child was crying, screaming, and refusing to go to bed. I think the mother needs the cattle prod treatment myself. The tased girl, Kira Medlock, is about 65 pounds, 4 foot 6 inch, according to her father, Anthony Medlock, a truck driver who doesn't live with the fifth grader and her mother. Now, according to the Ozark Police Department report, the officer Dustin Bradshaw arrived at the residence last Thursday, found the girl screaming, kicking, and resisting every time her mother tried to touch her. Bradshaw added that her mother told me to tase her if I needed to. Now, after Kira continued to refuse her mother's instructions, the cop concluded that there was not going to be a peaceful resolution on the issue. Bradshaw warned the little girl that she was going to jail, but the child continued kicking and crying and resisted his attempt to handcuff her. Yes, they really do make handcuffs that small. During the tussle, Kira struck me with her leg and feet in the groin, who countered with a brief stun in the back with his taser. The child, not surprisingly, immediately stopped resisting and was placed into handcuffs. She would not walk on her own, and I had to carry her to my police car. Kira was then transported to a youth shelter. Big, bad, burly cop can't get a hold of a 10-year-old, and you got to whip out your taser to make the subject manageable. A 10-year-old girl. You jerk, you should be taken off the force. What if the next person that calls you on a domestic says to you, well, I think a double-aught buck treatment is in order. Are you going to do that as well? Tasers, I'm going to tell you what. These cops, they know what these tasers do because they demonstrated. They get out their macho bag, their testosterone's flowing. One of their buddies in the rank and file gets up there and voluntarily gets tased, and you watch this guy go into convulsions. Oh, so much fun. Amazing. Take that taser and stick it up Well, the sun doesn't shine.
$25,000 in debt and are facing foreclosure, we can stop the foreclosure in one day and get you out of debt in 90 days without making a single payment. Did you know that debt settlement is illegal in at least 7 states and that if you hire an attorney to help you get out of debt, you'll pay 7 to 10 times more than legally necessary? The system is rigged. These guys get kickbacks from your creditors while charging you up front to get into nothing more than just another payment plan. Look, this isn't brain surgery. You just need the right information and the right help and answers to your questions. No clients of zero debt in 90 days have had to negotiate with creditors or go to court. Our proven system stops collection calls in 1 minute. Since 1993, we have helped over 80,000 people get out of debt without making a single payment to creditors. Get the right information today and get out of debt in just 90 days. Ask about our $25,000 guarantee and your free copy of 7 Secrets to Debt Freedom when you call 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256 or visit ZeroDebtGuarantee.com today.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning and poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Incorporated's patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, visit www.lasemedinc.com on the web. That's www.lasemedinc.com.
Call now, 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Get ready for Real Talk Radio. You're listening to the National Intel Report with your host, John Stadtmiller.
Among other subject matter we'll be covering today, cap and trade, license required for your house. The health care, which is nothing more than a scam for government control and to make remaining insurance companies richer. And the Army Corps of Engineers court ruled that, hey, it was your fault, the reason why New Orleans got flooded. But I have with me Robbie Noel here for a few minutes. Hello, Robbie. How are you, Robbie?
Can't complain. Had a fun day.
Yeah? I heard you on Ernest Hancock's show today.
Yes, I got to see the other side of the town that I live on. I'm impressed. I should get out more.
He said his studio is only 10 miles from your house.
Well, like I said, I need to get out more.
Well, more in his direction. You get out often enough, but just not that side of town.
Not that side of town, which I should do because gas is 30 cents a gallon cheaper where he is.
Well, they still figure you guys are living in the hotsy-totsy neighborhood of Scottsdale, Arizona, that you people have money to burn.
Yeah, I guess.
Hey, the reason I got you on today is you just received some silver, and we know how fast this stuff goes, so I wasn't going to wait until next Tuesday to let people know about it. What have you got, Rob?
I got a half a bag of junk silver, which is made up of quarters and dimes, $500 face value, and half a bag is $6,680, which means you're buying at spot.
6680.
6680. And I have a case of Silver Eagles for $10,300. Also an amazing deal.
Okay, how many is in a case?
500.
500. Now, if somebody doesn't want to take that for $10,300, will you split that up?
No, I can't split a case up, unfortunately.
Okay.
So that's a treasury box, and basically that's at our cost of $10,300.
All right.
And the junk silver is at spot at $6,680.
Well, you can't get any better than that.
No. And silver is, one morning we're going to wake up and silver's going to be $40.
And that's
I don't know when, but what I did find interesting today, because I think you can remember when we did the show with now his name escapes me,
Mr. Chapman, Bob Chapman.
Well, no, not Bob Chapman. Many years ago, when we Al Martin.
Oh, okay.
Where he made the statement when gold was $406 an ounce. He says, Robbie, you'll never see $400 again. Mark Farber came out today and says, you will never see $1,000 gold ever again.
Well, and a lot of them are saying right now what the new floor for gold is $1,100.
Yeah, well, India bought at 1145, China bought at 950, so I think he's not making a outrageous statement. I think it's just simply the facts.
All right. Well, I appreciate you coming on. You're going to have a heck of a radio day. How many hours did you do with Ernie?
Two.
2 hours, and, whoa.
But that was fun, 2 hours. I've never had so much fun. It was great.
Well, and that's not to say that you don't have fun doing your own show, the flip side on this network.
No, but it was fun going to the heart of the Ron Paul revolution where it all began.
And you are going to be out at this confab that's going on. What's going on December 4th through the 6th out there in Phoenix?
Well, there's Ernest has put together a great lineup of speakers. You know, including, obviously, headliner being Ron Paul. We got Thomas Woods, who's written numerous books about political correctness. We got Sheriff Richard Mack. We got Charles Goyette, one of the first mainstream talk show hosts that got thrown off mainstream talk radio because he opposed the war. We have Joel Skousen. And then a whole bunch more people. It's going to be a interesting weekend from the 4th to the 6th.
Well, and you're going to have a table out there, and Rob Gray from AOCS is going to have a table, so I'm going to be floating between both of y'all's table. I'll be out there as well.
Well, maybe we'll have a table together so you don't have to float too far.
Well, sounds good to me. All right, Robbie. Well, I appreciate you popping on the air. And again, $66.80 for a half bag silver. And that is at spot, ladies and gentlemen. And cases, he's got the treasury box, $10,300. And that's at cost. Okay,
yeah,
so.
There's no add-ons. That's a delivered price.
All righty. Thank you, sir. I appreciate it very much.
Hey, thank you, John. Appreciate it.
Well, wait a minute. How did you get a hold of him? Good idea. Is there a better way to get a hold of me than beating on the glass?
Well, like
scared the hell out of me. Okay, how do they get a hold of you, Rob?
800-691-7898.
Well, that makes perfect sense. Thank you, sir. I appreciate it. Have a good day. Have a good show tonight on the flip side.
Thank you, sir.
And we'll talk to you soon.
Okay.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Robbie told me that was an oversight. I complained about that on the air the other day. No, I want to bump Ron Paul. No. At any rate, he's been running with Mach 3 with his hair on fire out there. So it sounds like a good lineup. Joel Skousen, he and I have had hours of conversation on the phone. I know Charles Goyette. Obviously, I know Ernie Hancock. And the rest of the people that are going to be out there. It's going to be a fun time. be a fun time out in Phoenix. And if you want more information on that, you can go to eaglesup.com. Robbie has that posted on his website. And also, don't fail to mention here that Robbie Noel does his own program on this network called The Flip Side from 6 to 7 p.m. And that, of course, is Central Standard Time. By the way, we added a new product, and I put this in my own car to test it out. We've got roughly, how many cases of this do we have? We have about 15 cases of this stuff. And, you know, when it comes to additives in your car, you know, a lot of these things, I mean, if you people are up north, you know what water in your gas tank does. Bad news. You got gas dryers. And you have other additives. You've got fuel injector cleaner stuff that works pretty well. Little tip, when it says, you know, add to so many gallons of gasoline, take that gallons of gasoline and buy half. That gives you a super concentrated, doesn't hurt your car, fuel injector cleaner. But here's something a little bit different. And I've watched this stuff over the years. And this is an additive that goes in your crankcase. And it's a reducing, it reduces the friction in your car. Makes sense. Engine, it's not a very sound principle, folks. There's a lot of metal-to-metal contact. And I forget what percentage actually ends up at the drive wheel, but when the engine's trying to beat out that horsepower, it's getting ate up by friction. Well, here's a good way to reduce that friction and add life not only to your engine, your transmission. I have this stuff in my power steering fluid. I have it in my radiator. It's water soluble. If you know how a power steering pump works, there's no little roller bearings in there. They're just flat bearings. And when your water pumps wear out, that little, I think they're made out of brass bearings in there. They just wear out, and pretty soon you start shooting water all over the place. I've got it in my transmission, 5-speed gearbox. Got it in the engine. It's running about 20 degrees cooler, and I picked up about 3 miles per gallon. But here's the important point. It makes your engines last. I won't say forever. I can't make that claim because I don't know if that's going to be the case. But with what it does to the engine, you get many, 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 many more miles before you have to do rebuilds. You know, top end on your valves and the guides and the piston rings and all that other stuff, not to mention the crank and crank bearings and everything else. Well, this is the verbiage on it. It's a metal conditioner that's been used for over 20 years to reduce ferrous metal on metal friction and to increase equipment performance. It works and at the molecular level to reduce friction by penetrating and bonding onto the microscopic openings in the walls of ferrous-based metals. Now, the surface becomes smoother and denser and thus reduces the heat, friction, and metal expansion and the wear also caused by the moving metal surfaces. Now, the benefits are reduced maintenance activities and cost, increased fuel efficiency, and prolonged equipment life. Now, it doesn't bond to anything else except the metal, not the plastic, the paper, fiber, your clutch plates and your transmission. Doesn't bond to that stuff, only to the metal. It won't clog your filters, pipes, injectors, or supply lines. Additionally, this doesn't build up or accumulate upon itself as do many other additives. And it doesn't contain any moly or PTFEs or graphites or anything else. And it offers the tremendous benefit as well as being non-toxic. Now, it's used as a friction reducer and performance enhancer in gas or diesel engines, transmissions, automatic or standard gearboxes, turbos. If anybody had to replace a turbo out there to your car, you know what I'm talking about. Electric motors, outdrives. That's right. It can be used on your boats as well. Lays and cutting applications. And most other locations are operating conditions where ferrous metals work against each other, causing friction and eventual wear. And it wears out. Now, the anti-friction metal conditioner does not replace the lubricant. Rather, it's added directly to the existing lubricant as a metal conditioner. A little bit more on this. It sells for $30 a bottle, folks, and that's cheap. The manufacturer, if you go to their website, they sell it for $33, so we're selling it below their cost. And the advantages are tremendous for a lousy $30 investment. We'll be right back.
Here's Dr. John Mattson, a naturopathic doctor, and his views on Cartavite.
I would like to thank you, Don, for making my job so much easier, because your products just make it so simple, right? To fool around with a lot of exotic things that don't work, we can just put them on Cartavite and things start to work almost right away. I've had dozens of patients with heart problems who have corrected them, and what it's doing, there's so much garlic in there that has a yeast-killing effect. That yeast is a big problem in the gut, pushes the liver hard. It also has metal chelating effect, and most of the other herbs in there I find that strengthen the arteries. They help to neutralize free radicals. Your remedy is as close to what we do in our program as you can get as far as one supplement goes. It's working on the gut, it's working on the liver, it's working on the arteries. What more can you ask for?
For more information or to order your Cartavite, call 1-877-928-8822. Cartavite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or tincture. Our website is heartdrop.com.
Are you new to freeze-dried foods? These fine, easily storable foods were first developed for the U.S. space program. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. Freeze-dried foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. Why store emergency food? Keeping food on hand for emergencies protects you the same way as does insurance on your home or car. With Freeze Dry Guy freeze-dried foods in your food reserve, you can be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. In today's turbulent times of uncertainty, global crisis, world market collapse, stock market volatility, increased frequency of natural and man-made disasters, there has never been a better time to get a survival insurance policy. Take the necessary steps to protect your family in these uncertain times. Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. We pay the freight within the lower 48 states.
When my son started having behavior problems, the total transformation techniques were like the instruction manual on how to deal with him. We got immediate results.
Ever wish your kid came with an instruction manual? When he's disrespectful, defiant, or even abusive? Do you know how to fix it? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman, and I'll show you how to change your child's behavior right now with the Total Transformation. The program that helps you fix every behavior problem under the sun. Defiance, backtalking, lying, acting out in school, even problems with ADD and ADHD. There's no screaming, no fighting, no frustration. The Total Transformation is the program I've used for over 30 years to solve even the worst behavior problems. Your child will listen to you again, and you'll get peace and sanity back into your home. I guarantee it.
Call now and get How to Turn Your Child's Attitude Around in 1 minute or less free with your order. 1-800-656-4806. 1-800-656-4806. Call now. 1-800-656-4806.
Now, they had this IXL stuff, independent laboratory testing, and it concluded that the anti-friction chemical was shown to increase the load-bearing capacity of engine oil significantly. And the Husky Oil Analytical Laboratory study did that. I'm going to click the report here in a second. And, folks, cars and light truck engines, hydraulics, you ever had to replace a hydraulic unit? Why does it wear out? Well, the seals wear out. So this stuff goes a long way. It's good for two-cycle engines, anything, folks. I'm talking lawnmowers. When was the last time you changed the oil in your lawnmower? Okay. So anywhere, gas and diesel, hydraulics, transmissions, two-cycle engines, gearbox, lathes. I mean, any time that you have metal-to-metal contact, it will significantly reduce the friction. And here's the laboratory clip that they played on this thing. It's about 2.5 minutes, just to give you a further idea of this. And then we'll give you the toll-free number that you can get a quarter of the IXL yourself. It's $30, and that includes shipping.
IXL is a metal conditioner that has been used for over 20 years to reduce ferrous metal-on-metal friction and works at the molecular level by conditioning the metal to reduce friction and heat. Today we have three simple demonstrations using a pin and block made of cold rolled steel that will actually illustrate just how well IXL works. In the first demonstration, We lubricate the block with a high-quality leading brand motor oil. The pin is lowered into the block, and the oil acts as a lubricant. As pressure increases, however, the friction causes the metals to heat, expand, and eventually seize or weld together. A close-up of the pin and block shows small metal shavings shorn from the metal because the leading brand oil failed under the higher pressure. You can note this damage is caused by friction when lubrication fails. Let's try it again using the same leading brand motor oil, but with a drop of the IXL additive added to increase the lubrication. Once again, the pin is lowered into the block. The same forces are at work, but the IXL ion has treated the metals, reducing the friction and heat. Watch as the demonstrator takes the pressure to over 250 pounds. Because of the superior lubrication IXL provides, the pin is cool enough to touch. What this means to you is that IXL reduces heat and friction, two major causes of wear in engines, machinery, vehicles, and any other places where two metals meet. IXL increases performance and reduces wear and damage. To demonstrate just how well this works, we take the same pin and block and wipe off all the oil and IXL from the last demonstration. The pin is lowered into the block. Amazingly, because the metal has been penetrated by the IXL, the demonstrator can still run the pressure up to over 300 pounds. The heat and friction have been so reduced that the pin, once again, is cool enough to touch. IXL is backed by a 100% money-back guarantee. It is the superior lubricant for vehicles, heavy trucks, industrial equipment, and anywhere else. Use IXL in your equipment today to reduce friction to a fraction.
Now, folks, when you go to republicbroadcasting.org, go to the online store. It's in the featured product right at the top of the page. And click on that little bottle, and it takes you right to the very, and this is more of a visual thing than it was made for radio, the test that was demonstrated. But you'll be able to see for yourself what this does. And I remember, gosh, I can remember being in shop class, and the guy would tell us, oh, you're drilling metal, use lubricant, a little bit of oil, and lo and behold, we'd always seize stuff up, and pieces of metal would get stuck on the drill bit, and it'd go winging around and scrape knuckles and break fingers. But it's amazing the amount of pressure. Even when they wiped off the oil and the IXL from that drill press, even taking the lubricant out, they were able to go 50 pounds more on the pressure that they put in there, and it didn't seize up. And there was a lot of concern when these four-cylinder engines first came out because of the heat. I mean, they generate a lot of heat because, well, you're taking four cylinders and you're making it do the work that eight or six used to do. So these things are higher revving. They run at higher temperatures. And that is the number one enemy of cars. And that is heat and friction. So for $30, you can't go wrong on this deal. And that includes shipping. And you can retreat at 40,000 miles. In the meantime, your wear on your engine and all that is going to be drastically reduced, your transmissions and all the things I described before. And you just retreated after 40,000 miles. And guess what? You're more than going to pay for the treatment to your engine both times of what you'll save in gas alone. I put it in my car, like I said, about 20 degrees. It runs about 20 degrees cooler. As a matter of fact, the sensor that kicks on the automatic fan, it didn't kick on where it used to before. And it very rarely now kicks on to cool the engine down. Why? Well, because the engine isn't tripping that sensor to tell the fans to kick on. So call us at 800-724-2719. Order a bottle of IXL. That's $30, folks. And that's shipped to your door. We're not going to charge you for the shipping on it. Or go to the online store at republicbroadcasting.org. Okay. Enough of that. We'll get into the meat of the stuff. All kinds of things today. Not good things, but things that must be discussed. Healthcare, cap and trade, and, well, everything else they're cooking up for us.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Utopia Silver believes it is your God-given and constitutionally protected right to make your own health care decisions however you choose. You have a right to truthful information about natural alternatives for healing and preventing illness. We don't sell drugs or tell you just to ask your doctor about expensive medications that only manage disease symptoms and have side effects that lead to still more medications in an endless spiral. Instead, we provide you with honest information and quality products so you don't have to depend on drugs. Utopia Silver is known for fighting for health freedom, but we also make and distribute some of the best colloidal silver, colloidal gold, and other top-notch supplements available anywhere. Take charge of your health and support our health freedom battles by visiting us at utopiasilver.com. That's UTOPIASILVER.com or call 888-213-4338. Again, 888-213-4338. This has been Taylor, and you will be appreciated in Utopia.
With financial uncertainty circling the globe due to job losses, decline in the housing market, a climate of corruption, bailouts, currency rigging, and unfair competition, many are once more turning to precious metals as the only hedge against the uncertainty of the future. With the U.S. House conducting hearings on proposals to confiscate workers' personal retirement accounts, including 401ks and IRAs, this is the time to secure your assets. Call Republic Trading Group today, 800-691-7898, before this happens, and find out how easy it is to convert your existing IRA and, in some instances, your 401k plan into real wealth now. Don't let the ravages of hyperinflation caused by the massive increase of fiat currency now flooding world markets affect your retirement account. Call RTG at 800-691-7898 and experience the security and peace of mind that only real gold and silver can offer. That number again is 800-691-7898. Call now.
Attention, ladies! Dr. Arthur Perry is inviting you to participate in a nationwide giveaway of his Miracle Cream Night Skin. If you want smooth, firm skin with healthy collagen and elastin, you are eligible for a free 10-day supply of Night Skin, the skincare formula with proven results. Night Skin works while you sleep to even skin tones on your face and neck, exfoliate, and also reduce the appearance of fine lines. This one amazing cream does the work of four expensive products. If you want firmer, beautiful skin, and you're new to Dr. Perry's Night Skin, you're eligible to have a free 10-day supply rushed to your door. Here's how.
For your free 10-day supply of Night Skin, call 1-800-362-5848. You only pay shipping and handling. Call right now and ask for your free supply of Night Skin. Call 1-800-362-5848 and be sure to click on our banner at www.republicbroadcasting.org.
You're tuned in to the National Intel Report, the real talk radio show.
Well, out of KAB, which is actually WIBW out of Kansas, comes this story. They picked it up off of CNN. There was just a recent ruling here. A judge ruled that the Army Corps of Engineers was negligent in maintaining the New Orleans levees. The Army Corps of Engineers' failure to properly maintain a shipping channel linking New Orleans, Louisiana, to the Gulf of Mexico led to a catastrophic flooding during Hurricane Katrina. And that's what a federal court ruled yesterday. And quoting, it's in the court's opinion that the negligence of the Corps, in this instance by failing to maintain the MRGO properly, was not policy, but insolence is the word that they used. Myopia and short-sightedness. U.S. District Court Judge Stanwood Duvall Jr. wrote in his lengthy ruling, referring to the Mississippi River Gulf Outlet Canal, for over 40 years, the Corps was aware that the Reach 2 levee protecting Calumet and the lower Ninth Ward was going to be compromised by the continued deterioration of the MRGO. Now, the Corps had an opportunity to take the myriad of actions to alleviate the deterioration or to rehabilitate this deterioration and failed to do so. Clearly, the expression, talk is cheap, applies here. That was with the judge's words. Now, Duvall's ruling was issued in a lawsuit brought by six plaintiffs affected by the 2005 hurricane. who claimed the Corps of Engineers was liable for damages. The judge ruled against one couple who lived in New Orleans East, but awarded the others from the lower Ninth Ward of St. Bernard Parish damages ranging from $100,000 to $317,000. The people of the city are vindicated, said Joe Bruno, one of the plaintiff's attorneys. They didn't do anything wrong. It's now time for them to be compensated. Now, the ruling applies not only to the six plaintiffs, attorney Pierce O'Donnell told CNN, but to some 100,000 homes and businesses in the parish and in the lower Ninth Ward. Under the precedent set by Duval's decision, they too will be entitled to compensation. You know, it's probably going to make a lot of cities that absorb those people very, very happy. Because you know what? You know what they can do now, folks? With that money, they can go back to the Ninth Ward, level that whole damn place, and turn it from a lower income level residential neighborhoods to top flight residential area. They can actually rebuild the Ninth Ward. Now, the judge's ruling today validates the feelings and beliefs that many citizens have held over 4 years, said New Orleans Mayor Ray Nagin in his statement. And quoting him, he says, although the ruling is liberating for thousands impacted by the devastation and tragedy of Hurricane Katrina, it is my hope that justice will prevail to help families make their lives whole again. Now, once a Category 5 storm, Katrina had weakened the Category 3 storm to a Category 3 storm with 127-mile-an-hour winds when it made landfall on the morning of August 29th of 05 between Grand Isle, Louisiana, and the mouth of the Mississippi River. A few hours later, the storm again crossed over land on the other side of the river, its winds only slightly diminished. So they got double whammied here. Now, more than 1,800 people died in the storm. Nearly 1,500 in Louisiana, where Katrina devastated in New Orleans when the city's levee system failed and widespread flooding occurred. Overall, the storm damage covered more than 90,000 square miles and displaced nearly 300,000 people, causing more than $81 billion in damage. FEMA called Katrina the single most catastrophic natural disaster in U.S. history. Well, what it also demonstrated was how inept and really what isn't FEMA's job, and that's fixing and giving immediate response to people that are subject to acts of God. You know, it was a freaking joke, folks. I mean, you or I would go, okay, these people are devastated down there. What do they need first? Food, water, blankets, cots. Let's get them down there. You can put that together in hours. It took them days. Oh, and then what do? We'll give you formaldehyde-filled trailers that you can go live in and destroy your health. Ban FEMA. Just get rid of it. It's nothing but a political organization that's been rolled into Homeland Security anyhow. And it ain't there to help victims of acts of God. It's only there to, well, it's only there to give the government structure for martial law. And, well, we saw a little bit of that involving Katrina. Remember the great people that went around door to door? For the people that didn't have a drop of water in their house, had food and water, hey, they were set. A lot of them had generators, they had electricity. Now they were told to leave. Yeah, you got to evacuate. No, I don't. Yes, you do. And by the way, give me your guns. That was part of the exercise. Now, when the courts have declared the Corps was liable for Katrina flooding, judges until now issued it a get-out-of-jail-free card, and a lot of these cases were rejected. Well, not anymore. Now, it's been proven in a court of law that the drowning of New Orleans was not a natural disaster, but a preventable man-made travesty, the attorney said in a statement. The government has always had a moral obligation to rebuild New Orleans. This decision makes the obligation a matter of legal responsibility. Now, Duval ruled that because the Corps failed to maintain the MRGO, erosion widened it and its banks, which helped protect the levees themselves. They deteriorated, leaving the levees themselves unprotected, undermined and more vulnerable to waves coming off of Lake Bourne. Now, the Corps also failed to take other actions, such as armoring the banks with rocks, the attorney said. Now, this court cannot but comment that the Corps' approach reminds me of the court of the old adage, close your eyes and you become invisible. Now, that was actually in the ruling. It is beyond arbitrary and capricious. It flies in the face of purpose of the NEPA, and that's the National Environmental Protection Act, and ignores the very heart of what operation means, according to the judge. So, there you have it, folks. It took a court action and a federal judge, post what? 5 years post-Katrina? To make any decisions here that is going to help anybody that got wiped out down there. And folks, I have witnessed some of the Army Corps of Engineers dealings. Now, some of the stuff they can handle, beach erosion, stuff like that. I remember on Tybee Island, Savannah Beach, the Army Corps of Engineers ran a program. They were literally pumping up sand and dumping it down the beach on Savannah Beach. That project, you had this big old nasty pipeline, rusted pipeline running down the entire beach. They were pumping it up from one end and dumping it on the other. Well, as long as you kept pumping, you can maintain a beach. But rather than put a breaker out there that would prevent the erosion, see, there's undertows and everything else, and when you have high water, high tides, winds, whatever, that keeps eroding the beach. So you put up breakers out there, that stops the erosion process or diminishes it almost entirely. You know, how much money have we spent on, say, Afghanistan, Iraq, soon to be Iran, Pakistan, who knows? You know, go ask the people in Holland what they did about erosion over there. They've got one of the most sophisticated dikes, movable dikes. It's an engineering marvel, but it saved Holland. Holland would flood and lose ground constantly. So they said, okay, let's put our minds together, throw some money at this thing, let's see what we can come up with. They should go over to Holland and take a look at that. I don't think the Army Corps of Engineers know too much about engineering. But New Orleans, man, how many feet are they below sea level down there? I mean, if they don't do something in case of another hurricane or something of similar nature, this may happen again to New Orleans because it's literally sitting down on a bowl. But they could prevent that. But no, what does the government do? Goes out there and spends money on things that, well, doesn't build anything. It destroys it. Well, great. What a wonderful thing. So after 5 years, they're getting a little relief down in the Ninth Ward. Health bill. Oh, God. Here we go. The government, once again, in this case, was the government not doing what they're supposed to do. In this case, it's doing something that ought not to do, and that's do national health care. Now, they're throwing some very interesting things into this. The health bill could get a 34-hour reading in the Senate. Now, Harry Reid on the congressional side didn't see this one coming. The 2,074-page Senate health care bill would take 34 hours to read cover to cover. And that's just what Senator Tom Coburn once done on the Senate floor. The Oklahoma Republican has threatened to invoke parliamentary rules to force the Senate clerk, or more likely, a team of them, because I couldn't talk for 34 hours straight. Maybe Mr. Smith, when he went to Washington, could. To read the massive bill before the full Senate begins formal debate on the legislation. Now, the move is strictly according to Senate rules, which say any senator can demand a bill be read in its entirety before debate begins. While Democrats could, if they wish, repeatedly make motions to end it, Republicans on the floor could object and the reading would continue. Now, what's even more interesting about this is that Senate Rule 14, Paragraph 2, states that every bill and joint resolution shall receive three readings prior to its passage. So now we're up to what? Over 100 hours. That could happen, but upon demand of a senator, these readings shall be on three different legislative days, the rules say. Now, a little quick math shows that at a minute a page, an easily achieved pace since the pages are double-spaced and in rather large typeface, it would take 34 and a half hours to read straight through the measures put together this week by Senate Majority Leader Harry Reid. Republican leadership and galley staff say the reading, with occasional pauses and sips of water for parched throats, could take more like 48 to 54 hours. Well, pity the poor Senate clerks. No, pity us that our Senate is even considering this bill. Shame on the Congress for even passing their version of it. But I don't care if the senators turn blue over this one. I mean, it's critical. It is absolutely critical that we do not pass this thing. Now, as they told you, no, this is not going to pay for abortion. Wrong. Senate Reid's government-run health plan requires a monthly abortion fee. Just like the original 2032-page government-run health care plan from Speaker Nancy Pelosi, which, by the way, what did she say she was going to do? Oh, we're going to post this bill online so people have an opportunity to read it 72 hours before we vote on the bill. Did that happen? No, because this cast iron biddy didn't want you reading it. They didn't want you calling your Congress critters and saying, hey, jerk, don't vote for this. And I don't care how many amendments or if you get what you want in the bill, it is a bad bill because it's not the government's job to do anything about health care. Hell, it wasn't even their job for Medicare and Medicaid. But thank you, Nancy Pelosi. Oh, God. You know, we talked to a woman that used to work for Nancy Pelosi, and she said this, and I'm quoting her. She said, this woman is evil. She says, do you ever look into her eyes? This woman is flat out evil. Yeah, we know. And so detached. You know, she is constantly amazed when she gets negative reaction. And keep in mind that her staffers up there in D.C. and her staffers out at her California office, and all, they're there to do the rah-rah kiss-butt routine. They insulate these people. They protect them. They tell them how wonderful they are and blah, 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 blah. No, every once in a while they get a glimpse of how the American people really feel about these creatures, and they're just appalled. I don't understand it. What's wrong with these people? I'm here doing the best job that I can for the people. Under what system of government, you communist? Not under our system. And then you're shocked and amazed. Well, I'm shocked and amazed that you're even in the United States Senate. That's what shocks and amazes me. I don't care what dribble you come out with. I am even shocked that you're even there. You know that there is, folks, for all intents and purposes here, a communist overthrow through the Obama administration, and how many of these wonderful left-leaners, and I ain't talking Blue Dog Democrat here, okay? I'm not talking with people that used to vote Democrat that they consider themselves to be good Americans and the people they were voting for knew what a constitution was. I'm talking about those kind of Blue Dog Democrats. Not these little socialists and communists that wormed away into Washington, D.C. and are now mandating and dictating for everybody in this country what we will and won't do. You know what? That's what the country is saying to you. We've had enough of your follow-all. We've had enough of your bull. Gosh. Beginning on line 7. Page 118, section 1303, under voluntary choice of coverage of abortion services, the Health and Human Services Secretary is given the authority to determine when abortion is allowed under the government's health care plan. Leader Reid's plan also requires that at least one insurance plan offered in the exchange covers abortions. That's line 13, page 120. You want to go read it? Go look it up for yourself. I'm not kidding you. Now, what's even more alarming is that this monthly abortion premium will be charged of all enrollees in the government-run health care plan. Did you hear me? That means everybody that's going to be mandated to carry this stuff is going to put in for what? Abortion. God. I'm so tired of talking about and trying to pick through their garbage that should never exist in the first place. It's maddening, folks. It's mind-numbing. You get tired of hearing about it, I get tired of reporting on it. We got bigger fish to fry rather than having communists sitting in our United States Congress and Senate. But that's what they are. I mean, literally. Not kind of, sort of, literally. Section 1303, A2C, describes a process in which Health Benefits Commissioner is to assess the monthly premiums that will be used to pay for elective abortions under the government-run health plan, and for those who are given the affordability and the credit to purchase insurance coverage that includes abortion through the exchange. The commissioner must charge at a minimum $1 per enrollee per month. More on this sick legislation and the government doing what it ought not to do, because every time they do it, guess who gets done to? You. Either you're with us or against us. Well, I'm for the Constitution, and I'm against the Fed government taking everything over.
Are you concerned about an economic downfall? Would you like to have more money to invest in precious metals, food, and safety of your loved ones? With the Debt Crisis Solutions Program, you can finally be debt-free without paying another cent to creditors and not have to file bankruptcy. This is not debt counseling, settlement, or debt consolidation, which may have serious legal and tax consequences. With our program, you will not pay another penny to your creditors or collectors. Protect your home and bank account from any lawsuits and restore your credit history. Finally, proven debt solutions that work for the people. Doing nothing doesn't make the debt go away. Call Debt Crisis Solutions and speak to an advisor absolutely free. 718-615-0123. Call 718-615-0123. 718-615-0123. That's 718-615-0123 today.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning and poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Incorporated's patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, visit www.lasermedinc.com on the web. That's www.lasemedinc.com.
Call now, 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528.
Aerial spraying, chemtrails, the modified atmosphere, heavy metals and pesticides, carcinogens and chemical fibers all falling from the sky. You have a choice to keep your body clean. Detoxify with microplant powder from hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608. It's odorless and tasteless and used in any liquid or food. Protect your family now with microplant powder. Cleaning out heavy metals, parasites, and toxins. Order it now for daily intake and stock it now for long-term storage. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Now, a majority of Americans believe that the health care plans should not be mandated to provide elective abortion coverage. But a majority of Americans do not believe government health care plans should include abortion coverage. Currently, federal appropriations bills include language known as the Hyde Amendment that prohibits the use of federal funds to pay for elective abortions under the Medicare and Medicaid programs. Now, while another provision, known as the Smith Amendment, prohibits federal funding of abortion under federal employees' health benefits plans. Now, Leader Reed's 2074-page healthcare monstrosity is an effort, or I'm sorry, an affront. This is very, very small printing. I'm trying my best here to flood my way through this. The affront to the American people and drastically moves away from the current policy. Now, the National Right to Life Committee has called the Reed abortion language completely unacceptable. The American people deserve more from their government than being forced to pay for abortions. The pro-life Stupak Pitts Amendment passed the House by a vote of 240 to 194, enjoying the overwhelming support of 176 Republicans and 64 Democrats. Now, the Stupak Pitt Amendment codifies current law by prohibiting federal funding of elective abortions under any government-run plan or plans. Yeah, I don't care. I don't want to put a fresh coat of paint on this sinking ship. I don't care about that. Now, healthcare reform should not be used as an opportunity to use federal funds to pay for elective abortions. Well, let's just stop there. It shouldn't be used at all. And I don't know if anybody's noticed what abortion the industry has turned into. And this is a matter of convenience for people that are just too stupid or just too damn lazy to prevent pregnancy in the first place. Oh, you know, I mean, remember in this country, folks, time was, if you got a girl pregnant, hey, it was time to ante up and marry. If you're going to play, you're going to pay, okay? But no, that's been done away by the little socialists. You can go out there and have as much fun as you want. By the way, get pregnant, it's not immoral. You know, you're doing the moral thing by not bringing a child into the world, okay, that you didn't intend to be here. That's the moral thing. Really? I love these relative moralists. It's the moral thing to do. No, the moral thing to do is if you're going to play, understand what the consequences are of reproduction, and that very well could happen. So you could end up with a bouncing little baby boy or girl due to your pleasurable activities. It's that simple. That's the way it was in this country for years, folks. For years. You know, I loved it when the prophylactic manufacturers come out and says, oh, yeah, you can prevent the spread of AIDS by using one of our condoms. No, you can't. Guess what? The virus is smaller, molecularly smaller, than the prophylactic will stop. The rubber itself will stop. Oh, well, this is all great advice. It made people feel real good. But you know what? Didn't stop the spread of AIDS. Didn't stop it at all. You know, how do you stop the spread of stupidity? Well, you have morals and ethics. And you have a country that recognizes them for what they are. Not just a quick fix for your giddy ha-has. We'll take the break here. About 90 seconds. We'll invite your phone calls into the second hour. We'll be covering cap and trade as well. And a little bit more on this healthcare stuff. Folks, it's going to be mandated, and they're trying to make out schedules here so you don't have to take a $9,000 hit all at once when the government determines that you're not being fair and paying your fair share for some fat slob from Kokomo, Indiana. We'll take the break. We'll be right back. Second hour coming up.
With